You'd think that as a video game podcaster and comedian, my life is all fun and games. And honestly, you'd be right. About 90% of the time, it's pretty sweet. But every morning, I deal with something very, very serious. My face. You don't become an Edmonton Six overnight. It takes work. And in my case, it takes good facial hair. And fortunately, I have a great facial hair tag team partner in Harry's. Hit up harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set and see what I'm talking about. Harry saw the tire fire that the shaving market had become and asked, how did it get like this? Crappy plastic razors, overpriced blades, all locked up like gold bars. And they said, no, we can fix this. And damn it, they did. Harry's ships premium quality razors right to your door. About once a month, I check my mail and there's that little box with everything I need to keep my kid presentable status. The blades stay sharp longer, which means an easier time getting my face in order in the morning. And the razors don't look like a dumb piece of plastic that a junior high schooler uses to take care of their peach fuzz. You have the facial hair of a man now. Shave like one. I actually leave my razor handle on the bathroom counter all the time just because it looks so damn classy. Harry's blades are German engineered and they're made to last. They're the best blades on the market for the best price, and you don't even have to go out to get them. Set your delivery schedule and shave like a king. I know it sounds sarcastic, but I'm being serious. I've used Harry's forever. These blades are really freaking good. Highest reviews in the industry, a money back guarantee that you're not going to need, and a subscription that you can cancel anytime you want. Getting ripped off isn't funny. Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/RTG. That's harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set. Remember the Game is brought to you by my website, abcomedy.net. As you may or may not know, I'm a comedian by night. And as much as I love talking about old video games, telling jokes is how I actually pay my bills. So please check out my website. In addition to old episodes of this podcast, you'll find my blog, videos of my stand-up, all of my upcoming shows, and my contact information. If you need a comedian for your next fundraiser, corporate event, house party, whatever you got going on, hit me up. Again, it's abcomedy.net. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe to it. Please leave us a good review. And most importantly, please tell a friend. I'd really appreciate it. There'll be a new episode every single Wednesday. Thank you guys so much for the support. I hope you enjoy the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Remember the Game, my retro gaming podcast, where each week a buddy of mine will come over and the two of us will sit down and nerd out about a game from yesteryear. My name is Adam Blank. Thank you guys so much for coming back for another episode. This week, episode 21, my pal Tyler is back and we sit down and reminisce about the legendary Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. For everything, like PlayStation and Nintendo 64, really. And we don't just go with 2. We kind of look at the whole Tony Hawk Pro Skater series. 2, I think, is just kind of the one everybody knows best. So that's the one that's on the cover to try to get a couple extra downloads. This one, I decided to go with some actual music because that's what they use for this game. So there is a slight chance this one's going to get taken down. I hope not. I don't think it's big enough or important enough for anyone to pay any attention to it. And I don't make any money off of it. So if by some chance someone from like Papa Roach is listening to this and they don't want their music on my podcast, please let me know and we'll go from there. I think it's far more likely chance no one's going to even listen. Speaking of listeners, last week was episode 20 and we are creeping up on 1,200 downloads in 20 episodes. And I know that that's not a huge number for a real podcast, but God damn it, that's a pretty big deal to me. So thank all of you guys so much for listening and sharing the word like you guys have been doing. I got a whole bunch of great episodes lined up for you guys with a bunch more scheduled. This thing isn't going to slow down anytime soon. Video games are the best. Thank you guys for listening. Really, I appreciate it. As far as what I have been playing over the last 7 days, it was Black Friday this last week and Cyber Monday. I hope all of you stocked up. I think I might be the only person in gaming that didn't buy a PS4 this weekend. Everybody else apparently did. Personally, I picked up the Crash Bandicoot, re-release the Insane Trilogy, and I'm almost done the first Crash. And that's a game I need to get on this podcast soon. So if you're listening, you like Crash, let me know. Let's talk Crash. Pretty fun. It's been a good time. I also went with Dead Cells, a little indie game that's on the Switch now, which is fucking awesome. You may know it if you pay attention to gaming news. It was the game that dude Philip Mewson from IGN got caught plagiarizing his review from. And then it kind of became more known for that than it did for the game itself. But it's a roguelike kind of dungeon crawler action game on the Switch. It's fucking rad. I love it. Check it out if you have access to it. I also downloaded The Messenger, another indie on the Switch. And I also decided to cave and pick up Mario Tennis Aces for the Switch. Because, you guys, I'm a Switch guy now. And it's pretty rad. Good haul. Good, man. Black Friday is the best week to be a gamer. I've been jonesing the last few weeks. I kind of miss my PS4. But I don't want to pick up another one because I play too many goddamn video games as it is. I still have a ton of retro games I want to play to get ready for more episodes of this. Sega has got a big... I can't remember if I've mentioned that on here before, but people have brought up that I haven't done any Sega games. I didn't have a Sega growing up, so I don't have a lot of attachment to it. But they have a huge like anthology collection coming out next month for Switch. I'm going to pick it up and get some more FaceTime with some more of those games, and I'll get some Sega going on in here in the new year for you guys. Because apparently some of you actually like the Sega Genesis, which is fucking weird, but no, it's fine. That's what I've been playing. I hope you guys all made out great on Black Friday, Cyber Monday. You stocked up. Smash Brothers is a couple of weeks away. Christmas is a couple of months. Christmas is like 4 weeks away, so fucking get after it. And play some video games. That's what the holidays are all about, right? Quickly before I get into the podcast this week, the PlayStation 1 Classic is coming out in the next week or so here, and the reviews are fucking destroying it, which is kind of what I thought was going to happen. I think a lot of companies are looking at what Nintendo did with the NES and the SNES, and they're trying to cash in, and I feel like the PlayStation could have been something where they did cash in. But it sounds like they half-assed it and cut every single corner they could. So if you've got one on pre-order or if you're planning to pick one up, I'd love to know what you think of it. I won't be. Maybe if I see one on sale for like $30 somewhere down the road, I'll pick one up. But I have no interest in getting it right now as it is. So if you pre-ordered one, maybe do some homework before you pick it up. It might not be worth your save your money. You know, spend it on Spider-Man or something instead. That's it. Okay. Good enough. I think I killed enough time in the intro. I am going to get to the chat with Tyler. We are going to talk some Tony Hawk. Thanks again, you guys, so much for listening. Oh, yeah, I didn't mention it, like I need to get into the habit of doing. We're on the Twitter, so please throw us a follow. We'll follow everybody back that follows us. You can find us at Member the Game, just like Remember the Game, but without the RE at the front. And you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Member the Game. Hook us up. Find us. Really appreciate it. That'd be rad. Thanks, guys. I think that's all the professional stuff that podcasters do. If you like the show, please leave us a good review on whatever format system thing you're using to listen to it. And please continue to tell a friend. I know a lot of you guys have been doing so. It means the world to me. Thank you guys so much. Let's get to the chat with Tyler and let's talk a little Tony Hawk Pro Skater, you guys. Here we go. I don't know if there's a video game series from our generation that took more hours off people's lives than Tony Hawk.
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, I'm not going to sit here and say like everyone played it, but if you played it, you're listening to this. And like, you skateboarded too, right?
I did, yeah.
Did you still skate or are you getting too old now?
No, I'm too old. I dislocated my shoulder. Like I was skateboarding. When do you remember Avenue Skate Park? Anybody who's not from here is like,
I don't skate. No.
Oh, okay. There was a skate park by an old theater, and they had a. I took your brother there lots, actually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And they had this pool like this. I think it was like a 9 foot. They called it the Blood Bowl. But I would drop into there and I'd carve up that, and every time I wiped out, I'd dislocate my shoulder, and I was just like, oh, I'm old. I don't want to do this anymore.
So that's what video games are for.
Yeah.
So because like I never skateboarded at all. I never really had any urge to skateboard. But these video games, man, like everybody skateboarded with these video games.
Oh, and this is like in the wintertime. So I didn't do a lot of snow. Like when you're what? This game probably came out when I was 14, something around there, right? And in the wintertime, like you're really... At that age, you're not like, oh, let's go to the mountains and go snowboarding. Because in Canada, there's two seasons. There's wintertime and then 2 months of summer.
So
if you didn't have a car, you couldn't go to the mountains to snowboard whatever you wanted. You had to wait for the, like, the trip to come up, or mm-hmm. for your parents to take you or whatever, or take the bus, but not from Mooreenville.
Yeah.
So playing Tony Hawk in the winter was like, that's how you got your fix for skateboarding.
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
got you jacked. And then as soon as the snow melted, it was like you played Tony Hawk in the morning and then you ripped out on your board.
I really feel like Tony, I mean, because you mentioned, you and I were talking about it before we got under this thing. Like, you never played the original Tony Hawk. You started with Tony Hawk 2.
Yeah.
I was the same way. I don't remember ever playing the original one. I bought a PlayStation 1 with my own money. When I was like 14 or 15, I saved up my money. I bought a PlayStation 1, and I couldn't afford any games with it when I bought it. I spent every penny I had on the console, but it came with a demo disc, and the demo disc had a level in Tony Hawk 2 on it.
Yeah,
and I played that
first level, I think.
Yeah, I think so. But I played that demo like over and over and over. And I'll tell you, man, and like you guys know, you're listening to that, like the Tony Hawk games were just like, especially in their era, because I know that like some of the later ones kind of got shit on by people. I stopped playing them after Underground, I think. But
Underground was the one I was talking about earlier with Bam Margera, and you're in Hollywood, right?
That's right. Yeah.
I like that one. That was the last one I liked.
Yeah. But like in the early days, like 2, 3, and 4 in particular.
Yeah. That's where you pick a level, you just teleport there, you start your run.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's, you know, a bunch of not power ups, but like you get the skate.
They had like goals, right? They had like objectives. Yeah. And they were just like, it was the perfect combination of skateboarding suddenly becoming uber relevant in society. Because mm-hmm. I mean, skateboarding's been around forever, but it just really blew up in like the late 90s, early 2000s, like when I was in high school. Like,
yeah.
It blew up.
And it always had like kind of a point where it was at its peak and then a recession. And like you had the Zephyr Squad, and they really made it like edgy and cool, right? But before that, like skateboarding was a kid's toy and it wasn't seen as really cool.
Yeah.
And then they kind of took it to a lifestyle,
yeah.
right?
Like, and it was like, and I really think the Tony Hawk games are just a perfect combination of skateboarding becoming huge. And I think that the Tony Hawk games played a role in skateboarding being as big as it did.
Absolutely.
They were phenomenally done games. Like, there's sincere quality in those games.
Well, and even like going back, I could go back and play Tony Hawk 2. And I would have fun. It wouldn't, like, the graphics being dated wouldn't bother me because still you can tell what every object is.
Yeah.
The skill is there. Like, the game mechanics are smooth. Like, the whole thing is just smoothly controlled.
To me, that was, like, that's the absolute highest thing about those games is just how, and I haven't played one in 15 years since my original Xbox. I haven't played a Tony Hawk game. But, the controls were perfect. They were so tight.
And right out the gate. Like, they didn't have to change too much. And the game got more and more ridiculous. Like, all of a sudden, you're skating up the side of a skyscraper.
Yeah, absolutely,
and then dropping into downtown Anaheim. And
you're
going, what the f-?
But it was like, part of the appeal to these games is to me is the controls are so tight, but yet they still, like, and it's not the same as real skateboarding, but like they really do pay off. Like, the more practice you put in, the better you get.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you could, not anybody, if you've never played a video game in your life, you're not going to pick up a controller and be able to play Tony Hawk.
You're not going
to
sit there and, you know, manual your way
through
the
level. But I think that like anyone with any sort of video game ability pretty quickly could pick up the basics of Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
But then they got so like, and I think that's part of the addictiveness of the gameplay was like the combos, right? It was to be able to do a, and like, if you were really good, man, you were carrying these combos for like 3, 4, 5 minutes.
You could do the whole level sometimes.
Yeah. And you'd get into this like zone and you'd be like, fuck, don't fuck this up. Don't fuck this. And it was so intense. And like, I felt like a real, like, I can't skateboard. I can really stand on a fucking skateboard. But I was like, I would get so into this game because I was like, I got to do this trick. And then as you're in the air, putting in the combination to do whatever trick you want to do, you're thinking like, okay, as soon as I land, I got to go into this, or I got to grind this, or do, you know what I mean? Like,
and that's where like even the multi-playthrough of a level would come into play. Cause you would like, oh, okay, I did the run like this, but I missed this. And then you like kind of have to reestablish your pre-plan, what you're going to do for the level.
And that's one of the things I was going to say that I think that added to the addictiveness of these games was that like, I mean, I don't remember how many levels they had, but they'd have like, you know, 9 or 10 or whatever levels in them. And like, you'd go into a level in the single player mode and you'd have like, I remember having like a sheet of paper with like all the different, like, do a combo worth this, collect the skate letters, destroy all the bells or something. Like, there were all these little things.
Yeah, knock over all the barrels.
Sure.
Something to, if you grinded on the first one in the warehouse, I think if you grinded the wings,
Oh, yeah, there was like a plane or something.
And then a helicopter would take off, was like a part of the warehouse that would open up.
There was like an infinite number of ways to play the levels, right? Yeah, so like playing it solo would never get old. Because like, and the best part was like, as good as, because the music in those games was fucking rad too. Yeah,
the soundtracks were always great. That's
were
like,
always rad.
That was one of the things that, so I had a teacher burn me a CD that had a whole bunch of punk music on it. And then listening to the Tony Hawk skate games really got me into like other avenues.
Me too, yeah. But the cool thing about those games was like, as rad as the music was, if you ever did get sick of the music, you just throw your headphones on and listen to a CD or whatever you had going on.
I thought wasn't there a way later to like have
you could put your own custom set. Like on my original, I remember playing on my original Xbox, and like I put a bunch of music on my Xbox,
yeah,
and then I could play my playlist while I played Tony Hawk.
So that's what I like doing. I don't think you could do it in Tony Hawk 2.
Probably not on the original, because in the original PlayStation, I don't think you could even put, like, they didn't have a hard drive in it, right?
No, your memory, but you could put a memory card in.
Yeah, but I don't know if you could. I can't remember. I don't know either. Yeah. We're old.
Yeah.
There's been systems
yeah, since then.
But what was, like, it was almost like, I would almost describe Tony Hawk as our generation's Minecraft. It was that game that you could just lose yourself in for hours, and not really even accomplish anything.
No, nothing.
But just lose yourself in it for hours, just trying to. Even once you finished all the different like objectives on and levels and stuff like that, you're still looking for bigger combos. And just like, I would just put it on and like just put my music on or whatever, and just
get in the zone.
Just like for like hours, just escape and just play this and just see how long a combo I could do. Or
they captured the essence of skateboarding. Like they've made it into this big fantasy, right? Like,
yeah.
That's the essence of skateboarding. You're trying to learn a new trick. You're practicing for hours. There's a lot more like, you know,
right,
banged up shins and your
palm
is,
you could do it without
up.
Getting hurt, which was perfect.
But you get in that zone and you're just trying to, you know, and then especially when you have a really good run at the park or something, and it's just flowing.
And then like, I think it was in all of them, I don't remember, but like being able to create yourself was a huge pro to those games, because you create yourself. One of the comics.
I don't think you could in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. I can't remember.
I don't remember. I know a lot of them.
I think in in 3 you could. I can't remember. Like it's one of those things. I know
they
you
all
could,
blend together, yeah, right?
That's and the by thing. Like Underground, you could pick clothes and your character.
One of the guys here in Edmonton, Kevin, introduces me on shows as this guy looks like the generic base create a character from Tony Hawk, because I've got like the long sleeve shirt and my backwards hat, and I'm like, thanks Kev, that's fucking nice. But that, like, to me that added another thing to it, because like I can't skateboard at all, like I said, but you create yourself, and then like vicariously you could. It was just like playing a wrestling game, but you were skateboarding and you were doing these insane tricks, like you said, like grinding on like power lines over building. Like if you fell, you wouldn't just scrape your knee, like you'd die.
Yeah,
but it was so much fun to just do over and over and over again. And then like the fact, like they put all these like real skateboarders in, and honestly, like outside of like, I knew Tony Hawk, I knew Bam when he was in them.
Yeah. I
don't even know if I could name another.
Bob Burnquist.
Burnquist. Yeah. Yeah.
They had Tony Alva in later ones. I don't think they had any of the like old school guys in the early ones, but they had like Bob Burnquist and, who else? I can't remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, cause they cycled out so many.
Yeah. Well, Tony Hawk was the...
He's the main guy.
He's the mecca, right?
Yeah.
And they tried it with other sports. Like I know they did Matt Hoffman's BMX.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did. There was a couple of inline skates. I inline skated. There was a couple of those, but none of them were nearly as good as the Tony Hawk series.
It flowed better, and it was the innovator. Usually when you have the innovator, that's the...
Yeah. And what's crazy about it is like, you really, like they could have released those games with Tony Hawk's name on them, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater in that era with skateboarding being as big as it was. And they could have like made shitty games and still sold them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wrestling did that. There were so many bad wrestling games back in the day, and everyone bought them because...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Podcasting's a weird job, because I talk to you nerds all the time. Every day, I tell you all about my life, the good and the bad. The ugly, I kind of keep that offline. And it's not that I don't want to talk about it. I'd love to talk about it. I just need to pick and choose who I talk to. We all have stuff that just lives in our minds, rent-free, 24/7. Talking about them can really help, because the longer you keep something bottled up, the more likely it is to blow. You've heard me say it before, and you're going to keep hearing me say it. Therapy is the way. Therapists can be that ear to bend when you really need to get something off your chest and don't know who to talk to. And BetterHelp is a great way to go about it. I don't BS you guys. I don't say I've used something if I've never used it. I've personally talked to a BetterHelp therapist about the stuff going on in my personal life, and I genuinely found it helpful. To have someone to talk to that doesn't have any skin in the game, that can just listen and try to help me come up with a roadmap to get through the tough times, It's just invaluable. It has seriously really helped me. I've talked to my therapist through video, and you can do it that way, or you can do it over the phone, or even just over chat. And they give you as many schedule options as possible so you can work a session in around your life. It's licensed therapy, as convenient as it gets. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/rememberthegame today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/rememberthegame.
Because it was wrestling,
right?
And the only thing that might have been as big in the late '90s as pro wrestling was skateboarding. Like, those two things were huge, but they didn't. Like, they put so much time and effort into these games, you know, and they were such great quality games.
And I think that's one of the things that took Tony Hawk to the level that it took his popularity.
Absolutely,
because, like, you know, he did the 1080, and, you know, was a really big vert skater, but yeah. He was a great skater. I'm not going to shit on him. He's actually a great skater.
But I would like to know how many people would know who he is without those video games, because
right.
I wouldn't.
Well, an example would be like Stacy Peralta, who put together the Bones Brigade, which Tony Hawk, that's where he got his start.
Okay.
Not everybody knows who he is, but he's like one of the quintessential, he's one of the original Dogtown guys. He's one of like the quintessential, you know, godfathers of skating. And...
yeah,
you know, you wouldn't know who he is.
I have no idea.
And there's movies with him in it.
Yeah,
right.
Because it was these video games. Like, these video games. I'm not kidding. I think that's the perfect comparison. That was our generation's Minecraft. Was Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
There wasn't, like, you could beat the game, but you couldn't.
Yeah.
You just play for hours, and then that's
and then you have a buddy come over and you play against.
I was just gonna say that's not even like, and that's just the single player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the multiplayer, dude. Like, I mean, like, when you think of that era, like, I think of GoldenEye. I think of the wrestling games. I think of like Mario Kart 64. And those types of things. But like, one of the ones I forget about that I spent a ton of time with was Tony Hawk. Dude, Horse?
Yeah, that
Horse,
was the best.
Where you could make the word whatever you want.
Yeah.
Well,
they would call it skate when you're skating, but Horse, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
same,
yeah.
Same.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the
yeah.
basketball version, isn't it?
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, that's, yeah, skate.
That
yeah, yeah.
game.
Where like, you could, one would do a combo and then the other one would have to beat it.
Yeah.
To like, to get, oh God. And like, you get two guys that are good at it, and then even if you weren't playing, it was enthralling to, like, people today make fun of kids for watching Minecraft and watching people play Minecraft, but I'm like, the amount of hours I spent watching my buddies play Tony Hawk, yeah. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was incredible.
So when you play that game in real life, you have to, you know, copy the trick. It's not like you have to beat their combo, because that's not
there's
real
no
life.
Scorekeeping in
yeah,
real
there's
life.
There's no
yeah,
real
yeah.
life like that. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So somebody would do a trick, like, right? I would play against my buddy Tyler Bailey. We'd go to the skate park and we'd play in that game. He knew I couldn't kickflip very well, so all he had to do was drop in and then kickflip.
Yeah,
fucking asshole.
Yeah, whereas if I'm not mistaken, in skate, it wasn't you had to do the exact same trick, you just had to get a bigger combo.
Bigger combo, yeah.
Because as soon as your combo broke, that was the end of your score, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, dude, like, what's it called when you're, is it manualing?
Manual.
When you're on just two wheels?
Yeah.
Dude, if you got good at that,
you were a god.
You were a god, because you could just go forever. Yeah. And it was all about your balancing and stuff.
Like, yeah, and I think in later games, I don't know, I can't remember in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, but in later games, if you were repetitive, they stopped.
You had to keep doing different tricks.
You had to keep it
fresh,
because they would not take away points, but you would just stop getting,
that's right, yeah.
you know, boost in your points.
Right.
So if you got 10,000 the first time you did that trick, you were only getting like 5,000 the next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. So you had to keep switching it up, which was part of the fun anyways. Mm-hmm. So, and I remember on the create a skater, you could give yourself like some stupid trick. Like, I remember like, because it was the 900, right, is the big one. But there was all these, like, because you remember in some of them they had, like, Spider-Man?
Yeah.
And
that,
stuff
that was
like
a
that.
Secret character an unlockable character in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Two, yeah. yeah. And he, they're all blending together. But didn't he have, like, a trick where he would, like, lose his, like, web his board back to him and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, that was so cool. Like,
awesome.
And
absolutely.
It, yeah. And it didn't come across as, like, tacked on or anything. That they would mix these like weird, because I think Iron Man was in one.
Yeah, and it wasn't in two, but I was just gonna say, I think you could get Iron Man too, and he would like, I can't remember. Fuck.
They're all the same. Like,
yeah.
It's like, I won't be doing another Tony Hawk episode. Like, this will be all of the games.
Yeah.
Well, I'm using Tony Hawk 2. Yeah. Like, Tony Hawk 2 on Metacritic is still in the top two or three highest scored games ever, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm almost positive. Like, it's Ocarina of Time. It's Breath of the Wild, and it's Tony Hawk 2. I'm sure
what?
They're all there. And, like, there's a reason. You know, like, it's... I think that a lot of the games we talk about on this podcast, especially from the Nintendo 64, PS1 era, like, we look back on with rose-colored glasses, and we're like, they're not really as good as they used to be.
Tony Hawk is. Absolutely.
You said, like, you can look by the graphics. And, like, I've said many times, I've said it on this episode, or this podcast many times, graphics are by far the least important part of a video game to
me. Right,
right. Just make it fun.
but and that jump from the SNES, like the old school cartridge graphics, mm-hmm. to PlayStation, there was a that's where graphics started to become important to developers, right?
Right.
So then I feel like a lot of gameplay suffered,
right,
for the sake of graphics, and then the games that focused on gameplay and not necessarily graphics, like Tony Hawk, Crash Bandicoot would be one, because you can go back and play Crash Bandicoot and it's fun, right? It holds up.
Like, yeah, I could get behind that. I wouldn't say it's fucking Tony Hawk.
No, I wouldn't. I would just they, you know, they still had good gameplay, like smooth gameplay and a fun, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Three-dimensional scroller game, I guess, or whatever you would call that.
I'm just bringing up the top scores on Metacritic now because I'm curious.
But Tony Hawk's one of those games that will stand the test of time compared to a lot of games on the PlayStation where graphics was the focus because they were like, you know, look what we can do now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And you go back and you play a lot of SNES games and where graphics wasn't the focus, but the gameplay, the story, and just it holds fun. Up. Yeah, yeah, like fun. I could go back and play Link to the Past and, you yeah. know,
Like they're talking about releasing a PS1. Well, they're not talking about it. There is a PS1 classic is coming out.
Oh, cool!
And I'm like, can you do that without Tony Hawk? Because they're not going to be analog controllers. They're just going to have the joysticks, as far as I'm sure. And like I don't know if you could get it anyways because of the licensing. You probably need the licensing mm-hmm. agreement. But I'm like,
if I was Tony Hawk, I'd be like, I want $10 million,
$1 billion. Yeah. But like when I think of PlayStation, I'm like, that's probably the one game that if I could get a PlayStation in one game, it'd be one of the Tony Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're that like, and I'm just looking at it right now. So this is a little bit of an old article. So I think Breath of the Wild is up there now too, but this says Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time at number one, 99 out of 100 average score.
Okay.
Number two, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, 98 out of 100 average score.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Build your own custom skate parks. Oh, yeah, you could build your own skate parks.
Oh.
Multiple play modes, including one player, career, free skate, as well as two player modes, such as trick attack, graffiti tag, and horse.
Graffiti tag was
Graffiti tag was rad.
Yeah, actually. And I never built a skate park. I didn't have time for that.
No, there was too many great levels in it anyways. You didn't fucking need them.
Well, and then my skate park would be like a half pipe and be like, oh, there you go.
And like, look at those like, I'm just showing Tyler a picture. Like, the graphics aren't that bad.
No, they hold up.
Yes, they're fine. Like, he looks a little bit blocky, but who cares?
But you can tell what's going on. It's smooth controls, it's responsive, it feels great, the soundtrack's great.
I don't know when the game started going off the rails, because like you say, I remember playing the first Underground game and mm-hmm. liking it
mm-hmm.
and then the second one came out.
I think I still like the second one. I just there was a point like right around there where I was like, oh, these are getting fucking dumb.
They released one where you had to like stand on a skateboard, didn't you?
Yeah. And they had it. I think that's when I stopped liking them, when it stopped being like over the top and stopped being a focus on the tried and true control system, where they started being like trying to do, there was a point where I forget what it was called, but the Tony Hawk games where it was like you were doing more real tricks and they wanted you to kind of like, you know, move your feet a certain way on the board.
Right.
That was probably that game.
Yeah, see,
It was built for this, you know.
Like let it
custom controller.
Like I mean, like it's part of the love of them was just like the control. They were tight. Yeah, they were arcadey. Yeah. It was tight, but it was arcadey. Like mm-hmm. Nobody is fucking coming off of a 5-story building into like a half pipe and being like, and then going into a manual out of it and being just fine. You know what I mean? Like or whatever.
Oh, you should see some modern skateboarders.
But no, but like I'm not, you're not. Like 99.9% of us aren't. But in this game you were.
Yeah.
You're grinding on power lines over schools. Like,
yeah.
Like you could, like you said, there's like a helicopter and you could grind on an airplane and shit like that.
Helicopter's taking off. You hop on its propeller and you're grinding across it as it's
spinning. Yeah. Like that was part of the fun. And I feel like when they tried to get too realistic, it almost took away from the fun of it. You know what I mean? Like, do you remember there was, I don't remember which one it was. There's going to be an awful lot of I don't remember in this episode, if you all know.
Yeah.
Just, I don't care.
There's a lot. Well, there's lots to the games.
Yeah.
Right.
There was hit a point where you could get off the skateboard.
Yeah.
You could like run.
Yeah. That was in the Underground, I think.
Which I actually enjoyed. I thought that added to it. Because like, that's one of the things I just remember too, is like in the old ones, it was like impossible to get off your board.
Yeah.
You could fall. But then by default, you'd get up and get back on your board.
Because I think in the old ones that, you're doing a level, so you were on like a timed run. You had 5 minutes to do whatever you could. I don't think you could add time to it. I can't remember if you could add time, like if you had land. So you had your special though, like you could add time to your special bar, but I don't think you could add time to the actual run. Like you had a limited time in the level.
One of my favorite parts about these games, and I don't know if they were in all of them or not, but like in the career modes, you'd be in like skate competitions against all the other skaters. You could see all their scores and you had to do, I thought that was like the coolest thing because it was so much fun to be like, you knew you had a great combo going and you were like, I'm saving the backflip or fuck whatever your like special, like your big trick is for the, like that was always my favorite part of these, like but the solo part.
If you're hearing this, you're probably a gamer. And for our kind, nothing is as precious and valuable as our save files. Have you ever experienced the loss of a save file? It's soul-crushing. Dozens, maybe hundreds of hours of work, gone, like that. But at the end of the day, it's a video game. It matters, but kinda, you know? That exact scenario, but with a work project, an essay for school, data for your business, that's no joke. That can be really serious. You need a safety net. And I got you, fam, with my partners over at CrashPlan. Visit CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has been protecting people's data since 2001, and a couple years ago, they set out on their own with one mission, to provide the best damn cloud backup solution on the market. CrashPlan runs quietly in the background of your computer or Mac, and every 15 minutes on the clock, they create a new backup of every file that's changed in that time. So if something goes wrong, God forbid, you don't lose hours, lose days, lose weeks of work. Just log into your account and you can download your most recent backup from the secure cloud servers. And there's not just one backup. There's a laundry list of them. You can pick and choose which one you want. It's like the ultimate undo button. If you work on a computer in any capacity, CrashPlan is a must-have. And if you're thinking, ah, that's for big businesses, I'm just Joe Schmo. CrashPlan protects Joe Schmo. They offer a ton of plans and tiers. So there's a CrashPlan for everyone from small one-person businesses like me to you fancy businesses in offices with staff and free donuts and all that stuff. Time is money. Why wouldn't you protect your work? Spreadsheets, diagrams, videos, art, podcasts. CrashPlan has you covered. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
So I'd love to see a game, so like, you know, like Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
Where it's, you know, a free roaming world.
Yeah.
But a Tony Hawk game where you can go to, you know, online pro skate tournaments against like real time other people. There's a real time leaderboard.
Yeah, yeah.
There's, you know, whatever skate missions you can do and
that'd
stuff.
That'd be awesome. That's
like a really good concept for a game to take the Tony Hawk and make it relevant.
Yeah, they haven't released a new skateboarding game. Did you ever play the skate games?
Well, a little bit. They were fun.
I heard they were good. They were a lot more simulation-y, I read. Yeah. I never played any of them.
They were more down to earth.
They haven't released a new skateboarding game in a while.
No.
Seems crazy to me.
I think it's the ebbs and flows of skateboarding, though. Like, sure, skateboarding but like, hits peaks and then drops
but
off.
Like every other, like, I mean, like there's football every year, hockey, basketball, baseball, wrestling, soccer. You know what I mean? Like most of the other sports get a big game every year.
I wonder if Tony Hawk was like, that's it. No Maybe. More.
I wonder if he hit a point where he's like, I don't care anymore. Just flipping through this article. And Breath of the Wild is on this list. It's 5 or 6. Number 9 is Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3.
Yeah.
So there's 2 of the Tony Hawk games from that era in the top 10.
And
highest
three
ranked Metacritic
game.
Really for sure they were. Like, and that was like one of the cool things about them. And I think that's one of the reasons they stood the test of time, at least for a while. I guess it's kind of argument because I argue that NHL comes out every year and NHL barely changes fucking anything.
No.
Whereas Tony Hawk, like they really did like... They tried to tweak them. They tried to make them better. And just the new levels alone would always make them worth playing again, just right. to go to a new location and skate.
Well, and what I like is they tried to tweak the levels. They wouldn't necessarily tweak the controls. Like, the controls.
They knew the controls worked.
They were tight.
You don't have to fuck around with the controls. You just give us, like you said, give us more levels. Give some new levels. Make them big. Give us new challenges. Stuff like that. It's all we need. You don't have to change anything else.
Add it so you can add your own playlist. Boom. I'm sold.
You could basically like sell each version as like $60 DLC. Just buy a new copy or buy a new version of the game and it's got 10 new levels in it.
Yeah.
And you're like, yep, done. No problem. That's fucking all I want. Just give me 10 more levels.
If Tony Hawk's listening, Tony Hawk Online, you have a whole business platform laid out for you right now in this episode.
That could be huge.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't do that. Yeah, I would too, actually. This is one of like... I don't have a great deal of urge to go back and play these games from that era because I'm like, I'm just skeptical of them. But this is the one that, like, sitting here talking right now, I'm like, dude, I would love to go downstairs and fire up like my PlayStation and just play Tony Hawk for a couple hours. Like,
oh yeah,
because I guarantee you, it would be like a bike. It'd be half an hour and you'd be like, oh, I remember how to do all this. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and you'd
absolutely
be right back. And then it'd just be hours and hours of your life fucking gone. It's our Minecraft. It's yeah. way cooler than Minecraft.
Yeah.
And Minecraft is, and I like Minecraft.
You're mining. Oh, well,
I do.
About to shit on it.
No, you can't. It's fine.
Oh, you're mining some shit. I'm on a fucking skateboard.
Yeah.
Jumping off a skyscraper. Eat it.
I like Minecraft, but yeah, Tony Hawk just, I can't think of another game that just stole like, I would love to know the collective amount of hours that game stole from people's lives.
Well, my whole winters. I had like
right.
winters of not
That's
doing
all you
anything.
Did. You
That's
just sat inside and played. They were yeah. perfect.
Yeah. And it would get me like pumped for the spring. Like so pumped.
Yeah, see, I just... Nah. But it was still exciting. It's like, yeah, it's just, they were just so much fun. And like, and every group had that one guy that was just better than everybody else. Yeah. And you'd all watch him play and just be like, wow.
Well, and we'd get that with... So like another combo game would be like the Mortal Kombat's, right? Like
sure.
any kind of fighting game like that, where even though the skateboarding game is more you're moving around, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The Mortal Kombat's are side to side. It was always my buddy who was good at those games and pumping out the combos where all of us could fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he would just like, oh, you just got a 2000 combo. I hate you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was also the guy who could just combo Tony Hawk.
It was beautiful. There was yeah. an art form to yeah. it. So.
He's
all right, buddy.
A manager at Best Buy now.
So this is what happened to the kids that spend hours and hours and hours playing Tony Hawk. They run Best Buy or they sit in the spare bedroom of their house talking about old video games. Fuck yeah. So we'll say just Tony Hawk in general. Tony Hawk 2, if you can remember it in particular. Oh, yeah. I just quickly wanted to ask. Did you play it on PlayStation, right? There was a Nintendo 64 version, but I didn't know anyone that owned the Nintendo 64 version. That
no.
controller just didn't seem like it'd be nearly as good as the PlayStation 1 for playing it.
I think it would handle just... I played it on the PlayStation. I got a PlayStation for Final Fantasy VII. I think the other game I had on the PlayStation was...
Tony Hawk. The original... I mean, because like... The PlayStation controller through four consoles has, outside of adding the dual analogs that didn't come on the original versions of it, has changed so little
yeah.
in four generations. And honestly, it's like it's a top three video game controller design of all time. Like,
what's number one? Switch?
No. You know, honestly, I think my favorite controller of all time is probably the Xbox 360.
Yeah,
that's
the,
just
the original one, the big one.
No, not the Xbox,
oh, no,
the 360, the white one.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think that's like it's the perfect controller. Mm-hmm. It's comfortable. It works for everything. Mm-hmm. I think the GameCube is a pretty awesome controller.
Yeah, actually,
too.
I like the game. My controller I have for my PC is modeled after the GameCube.
Nice. Yeah. That's a good controller. It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
But the PlayStation controller was just like, I remember when the first one came out. It seemed so full, right? Like you have four shoulder buttons plus the two joysticks and all this stuff.
Well, because you were coming off of. I think N64 was out already, right?
Yeah, but yes. It only had the two shoulder buttons, though.
Well, and it was a weird
this
controller.
Weird fucking controller.
And the PlayStation controller looked more like the Super Nintendo
yeah.
controller. It was more like,
it was
oh,
very
this,
comfortable.
Is what, this is what I'm used to. And then it was just like, okay, now I just got to get used to it.
It just seemed like a more practical controller for any of that kind of stuff than mm-hmm. the 64 one would have been. So, mm-hmm. Okay, buddy, what would you give, would you give Tony Hawk 2? Or just Tony, I guess Tony Hawk, but try to go Tony Hawk 2.
Tony Hawk 2, 9.8.
Yeah,
and just minus the 0.2 for all the wasted hours I want
yeah,
back.
I'll literally give it the exact same thing. Yeah, for that exact same reason. I know it's not good at radio, but yeah, I agree with you. It was yeah. like, I just like that game just makes me like sitting here talking. Some of these games come on, and you're like, well, I liked this, but I didn't like this and this and this.
I loved everything.
Yeah, when I talk about Tony Hawk, I'm just like, all I can remember is like good times with my friends mm-hmm. just playing Tony Hawk and for hours and hours and hours. And now I just want to go play Tony Hawk. Like,
yeah, I want to put Gorilla Radio on by Rage Against the
yeah.
Machine and play Tony Hawk.
Yeah,
that was the jam too. Put that on and just
yeah, yeah. When I think of, I can't remember. I think it was Tony Hawk 3. I can't remember which one of the ones, but the song I think of first when I think of Tony Hawk is TNT, because it was one of them that was like the intro yeah. song to it, and that's what I remember now. But God, what a great fucking series!
So
man.
How are you gonna do the intro music for this?
I'm not sure. I was thinking that because I don't think I can. I don't know if I can take their music and put it on here. I probably can, but then
I
if
think
they
you can do like
it,
a sample, you can do
yeah.
a short clip, but it would be way less than what normally.
I'm not sure. I'll figure that out because I honestly was thinking about that this morning. I was like, how the fuck am I gonna edit this one? But we'll see. That's the only reason these podcasts aren't on Spotify is because part of the terms is that I can't have any music in them.
Oh, that's
and I'm just tempted to do it anyways and just be like, well, I'll take them down. Because technically video game music is no different than like
It's licensed.
Yeah. Like, and I'm taking it unlicensed, like without permission. But like everything I've read about it, sorry, this isn't gripping radio for anyone or podcasting, but like most of the stuff I've read about it says that like technically you need permission, but they're like, they don't.
Free advertisement.
Yeah. They're like, most people don't, especially for like a little podcast like this, I'm not making any money off of. Nobody cares. Yeah. I might just put the Tony Hawk music in
it. Do it.
Yeah, maybe I will. Fuck them. What are they going to do?
Put Gorilla Radio on and see if Tom Morello sues you.
Maybe I will. Yeah, what a great fucking series, buddy. This was just a fun. This was just a fun episode.
Yeah.
This was what I wanted this podcast to be. Just be like, oh, remember this? Oh, remember this? And you could skateboard as fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Well, yeah. And now, fuck.
Yeah, that's I just want to go play Tony Hawk now.
Yeah, I'm going to go see if I can get a PlayStation mod on my
one. Yeah. Perfect. Thanks for doing this, buddy. How low can you go? Death row? What a brother, no, once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal beast. Public enemy number one, 5 points said freeze. And I got numb, can I tell him, never really never had a gun. But it's the wax that's the Terminator X-Fun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, that will do it for this week's episode, everybody. Tyler, thank you so much for coming over again and talking Tony Hawk with me. You guys, thank you so much for listening and hopefully leaving us a good review and blah, blah, share. You guys, I say it every week. You guys know. Like I said, in 20 episodes, we crept up on 1,200 downloads, and I'm pretty proud of that. And this thing is going to get bigger and better. So thank all of you guys so much for your support. I really sincerely do appreciate it. Find us on Twitter at Member the Game. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Member the Game. And I'll be back next week with another episode for you guys. And in the meantime, it's the holidays. So go eat some good food, drink some drinks, and play some video games. It's too cold to go outside. What else are you going to do? Thank you very much, you guys. I'll talk to you again in 7 days. Take it easy.